A government shutdown could be looming. I know we've heard this before. Congress needs to pass a spending bill by tomorrow to keep the lights on, and they are expected to pass yet another temporary measure pushing off spending negotiations into the new year. Here are a few sticking points. Republicans want more military spending. Meanwhile, Democrats want more permanent funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program and additional funding to deal with the opioid crisis. Democrats and also some Republicans have been pushing for a fix to DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects hundreds of thousands of young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally. Let's talk all of this through with Maryland's Steny Hoyer. He is the Democratic whip in the House of Representatives. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, David. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thank you. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to you and all of your members urging them to vote no on a temporary spending bill as of yesterday. Has anything changed?
No, I think nothing's changed in terms of that advice to our members. We'll have a discussion about that at 9 o'clock this morning in our whip meeting. But clearly what we've seen, this is another kicking the can down the road. The Republicans have spent all their time for the last 11 months dealing with undermining the Affordable Care Act and taking health care away from millions and millions of Americans. Doing a tax bill in a very short period of time, jamming it through, no hearings, no witnesses, no real consideration in the conference committee, and passed a bill yesterday and sent it to the president, a bill which the Washington Post headline says gives massive gains for businesses and the rich. In fact, it gives 83% of its benefits to the top 1% in America and 17% for everybody else. So it's a bill that really hurts Americans and raises taxes over its lifetime on 86 million Americans. And the problem is that that's what they've been paying attention to. Now we get to the end of the year. We haven't sent a single appropriation bill to the president. We haven't reauthorized the CHIP program, which affects millions of children's health. We haven't done
that. If I could jump in, if you forgive me, but
yeah, sure.
I want to ask you about the CHIP program, because the legislation that the Republican leadership put out yesterday would do something. It would keep CHIP funding going through March. Why is that not good enough to keep the government open, and then you could return in a few months to make sure, you know, that you can have a chance to try and get your funding for longer?
Well, that's certainly better than doing nothing. But again, we've been treading water for 11 months. CHIP expired on September 30th. So it's now 3 months after we should have taken action on it. And extending it, undermines the ability of people who are delivering the health care benefits to plan and to know what resources they have available to us. Obviously, extending it 4 months is better than letting it die. We agree with that. But there's so many things that have not been included in this bill that should have been included in this bill.
Well, one of them I know that was important to a lot of Democrats was something to protect the young immigrants and DACA, so-called Dreamers. And I mean, there were some Dreamers on Capitol Hill protesting you, your party, saying you told us you would get something done. Now they feel like it's looking like that's not going to happen if this stopgap measure passes. What do you say to them?
I say to them, look, we can't put bills on the floor. We can't make the Republicans put it on the floor. We can oppose legislation that doesn't do what we think ought to be done. In the case of the Dreamers bill, the President of the United States says he loves the Dreamers. The President of the United States said he would sign a Dreamers bill if it was sent to him. He said this over 3 months ago. And we have been unable to get the Republicans to put a bill on the floor, which, in my opinion, would get in the House over 300 votes. Why the Republican leadership refuses to put something on the floor that I think we have general agreement on, particularly when the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, urged the president not to withdraw the protections that the Dreamers had under the Obama DACA program. So it's incomprehensible to me as to why they have not moved forward on that. And we have 122 Dreamers losing their protection every day in America. There's no reason to have delayed, and I don't know why it's not included in this piece of legislation.
Let me just to nail you down. You are still willing at this point to vote against a temporary measure rather than just keep the government going and start dealing with some of these issues in a larger debate in the new year.
Look, the Republicans have the votes to do whatever they want to do. We can't either shut down or keep the government open, unfortunately. There's nobody that doubts that the Democratic Party wants to keep government operating on behalf of the American people. There's no doubt either that when the government's been shut down in the past, the only people who have shut it down intentionally are the Republicans. They did it in the 90s. They did it just a couple of years ago because of the Affordable Care Act. So that we don't want to shut down government. We're certainly not going to vote to shut down government.
Congressman Steny Hoyer, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet.
I want to just bring in NPR's Tamara Keith briefly. Tam, he's pointing a lot of fingers there, saying the Republicans are the only one who shut down the government. It's the Republicans' fault for not dealing with these issues. How fair are those accusations?
Basically, what he's saying here is that Democrats in the House, at least, are going to make Republicans take what, for them, for many of them, fiscal conservatives, will be a very hard vote. And he's basically saying, Republicans, you're in control. This one's on you.
Which that is true. Although, I mean, a lot of Republicans might say when Democrats have been in this situation, they've done the same sorts of things. But passing the buck to Republicans, I guess, is something that Republicans is a reality they do have to face.
This is the majority and the minority. That's the ballgame.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Tam, thanks.
You're welcome.